Zechariah Parakeh Pasuk Ches. So we have revealed now that there is a figure of a female in this bathtub of sin. And again, it's not a sexual metaphor in any way. This is not about seducing somebody. This is about being submerged in your own sinfulness under a lead weight that was covering you, which might exemplify the idea that you thought that your cover was so solid that it could never be moved. It was made out of lead. It was permanent. Nobody's ever going to see the terribleness of you. Vayomer and the Malach said to me, Zos HaRisha. This is wickedness. Zos HaRisha. That is a wonderful literary pronouncement. This is wickedness. You could almost hear one of those old-timey movie documentary announcers with their sonorous voice. This is wickedness. But that's really it. We know it when we see it. This is rishus. This is what the woman in the tub represents. And according to those who say it's cheating with weights and measures, it's the most petty kind of thievery that you can commit against somebody, to weigh down the scale or lighten the scale so that you make a couple of extra bucks by cheating them on their weights and measures. And we know, we're warned, that you're not allowed to even own two different sets of weights or measures that disagree with each other because of the temptation to do averos with those. To your fellow man, it's ben adam lachavero. It's not necessarily ben adam lamakom that you are doing. And he cast her into the middle of the ephah, into the middle of the tub. Now she was already there, but now cast down, meeting out punishment, midah keneged midah, to all of those doing avodah zarah. Vayashlecha zeven ha'oferes el piyah. And he cast the lead weight, pressed the leaden weight into her mouth, weighing her down from the inside as well as the outside, so that you don't rise in human society to very high places despite being a venal and terrible person yourself. So you're being weighed down by your own sin to the point where you cannot recover and rise again to become mayor of New York City or whatever it might be. Tesvo, I saw a naivo era. And I lifted my eyes and I saw, behold, v'nei shtayim nashim yotzos. Two more women were coming forth from the house. From what house? Rashi says from the bayis, meaning presumably the Beis HaMikdash. Who are the two women? So Radak says Yehuda and Binyamin, the two loyal tribes who were there in Malchus Yehuda, but then were exiled to Bavel. So the women are coming out of the house, but the problem is very few of them came out of the house. Most of them were, as one pshat says, too lazy to migrate to Yerushalayim, even if they started building the Beis HaMikdash. So he sees these two women coming out, Veruach Bechanfehem, with wind in their wings. My goodness, it's a Bette Midler movie. V'lohenok chnofayim kechanfei hachasida. And they had wings like the wings of the stork. Very wide. Massive wings. Very long wings. V'tiseno esho efa bein ha'oretz uvein ha'shamoyim. And they lifted up the efa between the heaven and the earth, between the earth and the heaven. Why? Because they're being sent out into galus. Why are they being sent out into galus? Because they're refusing to come and build the second Beis HaMikdash. This is a shortcoming of the people. It's not Avodah Zarah per se. It's the lack of desire to be in the bayis. So they're being sent out of the bayis. Out they go. And we're taking away, and some of the Mefarshim say right here, that we're actually taking away the Chet of Avodah Zarah. The woman in the bathtub with the lead weight in her mouth is the Chet of Avodah Zarah that caused so much trouble in the years leading up to the Churban. But now that the Churban's over, and we know there's a Kabbalah in the Gemara that Chazal prayed that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah be removed from us, that is this woman in the bathtub. She is the temptation to do Avodah Zarah. And she's being taken away into Galus. But at the same time, the two women with the glorious wings are going into Gullus as well. They may be accompanying the sin away, but they're also not coming back. And Nebuch, too many of the Jewish people were willing and completely satisfied to do so, even as the Beis HaMikdash was getting closer to being completed. Yud va'omar al ha-malach ha-doverbi. And I said to the Malach who was speaking to me, Ana hema molicho says ha-eifa. Where are they taking this eifa? Where are they taking the bathtub? You know, you got to have a bathtub. But where are they taking it? Where are they bringing it? Vayomer Eli Pasuk Aleph, last Pasuk in the Perek, Livnos lo bayis be'eretz Shinar, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar, out into the exile. And remember, Yirmiyah had told the Shvatim, if you're exiled, build yourselves houses and live in them because you're going to be out there for good. Mesudas David says this is actually both, in a manner of speaking, a positive, but really a negative. If you build yourself a house in Bavel and you don't come back, you're never coming back. Just so you know. And that's why all through the Gemara we talk about Bama Aravi Amra. You know, they used to say in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, why don't the great sages of Bavel ever start up a branch of the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael? Why don't they go to be with Rabbi Yochanan? Why don't they go back to the Holy Land? Maybe this pasuk is warning us that once you leave, you don't come back so easy. V'huchan, v'hunicha sham, and there it's going to be prepared, and they're going to place it there, al mechunasa, upon its base. A base is a fixed object down in the on the ground that is not going to then be pried up. It's not going to be movable. Once they go, they're going to stay. And Radak feels very strongly about this, that this is a strong criticism of those who go to Eretz Yisrael, who refuse to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry. And the sinners are first punished and been removed from the land. That's the first nevuah that we saw at the beginning about the flying scroll. And then sin itself is eliminated. That's the tub full of sin with all the lead weight. But also the angels who are leaving to carry that sin away out into Chutz La'aretz, they're not going to be back here. And also a chassidah, a man named Jacob Milgram, who wrote a little biblical commentary of his own, says that one thing about the birds, birds are wild birds that are unlikely to return. And in the parsha of Tazria Metzaira, we talk about the shtei tziporim chayos, the wild birds that are used for the karbonos, for the metzora, for the purification. They carry the impurity as far away as possible, but then they don't come back. Sin and impurity might be removed from Eretz Yisrael, but for those who are going to be bearing it to take it away, there's a price to be paid. Next time, we're up to vision number 8, celestial chariots.